Ramosha and the Chuvas Agris Moshe, continuing the discussion about clothing or other items that get lost and found. In the Chuvas Agris Moshe, Eirachayim, Chelik Hei, Simon Tess, Sif Zion, speaks about a situation where somebody took in a shul by accident someone else's coat, took in somebody else's rubber. And he discovers that he took the wrong coat, he discovers he took the wrong rubbers, and he comes back to shul, and he can't find his own. What's the halacha? So Ramosh immediately quotes the Gemara that we have here, Masechta Bava Basra, Daf Mem, Aleph, Amen Aleph. Neschaf le'kelev, v'beis ha'ovel, v'beis ha'mishta, ha'reza lo yishtamish behem. And as we quoted in our previous year, this halacha is quoted in Shulchan Aruch HaShemishpat Simen Kuf Lamed Vav, Sif Beis. Ramosha, however, continues, as we did in our previous year, to quote the opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan that says that the minig in large communities is that if people mix up their rubbers, their umbrellas, they could take the minig hamokim is that they could take each other's item and there is no issue of gzela. Ramosha says that it seems that the Aruch HaShulchan's opinion is that even if we don't know what is the minig hamokim regarding this issue, we could assume that this is the minig hamokim. Ramosh also continues that what the Aruch HaShulchan means is as long as the real owners don't show up, you could use their rubber as their umbrella. However, once they come, you have to give them back what belongs to them. Even if what's going to happen now is you're not going to find your own umbrella or your own rubbers, yours was stolen or lost, it doesn't make a difference. You have to give back to them what belongs to them, even if it means you'll be left with nothing. Ramosha also continues to say that in order to be certain that we should be following in every community the minhag of the Aruch HaShulchan, so Ramosha says what's appropriate to do is that there should be a sign hung up by the gaboim in the coat room or wherever these items are found, that this is the minhag hamakom in this community, that if rubbers, umbrellas are mixed up, you can take the other person's until he comes to claim it. Ramosha, actually, once we're discussing Ramosha's tshuva there, Ramosha Sifches continues to discuss if somebody left his umbrella, his rubbers in shul, and he doesn't come to pick him up, what can be done with that umbrella? So, what should be done? So, Ramosha says that it shouldn't. If you see that it was obviously lost or forgotten, you shouldn't leave it in an open place like the coat room, but it should be put in a more guarded place in the shul, and a sign should be put up that rubbers, umbrella were found, and this is where you could find them. Ramosha also now discusses how far do we have to go in making the announcement that I found something. So Ramosha says that the sign should not only be put up in the shul where this happened, but Ramosha says that it should be put up in all the nearby shuls or places where it's likely that the person who lost it will see the sign. Ramesh also says that it's not the obligation of the person who found it to do this. You can leave it in the shul if there's a place in the shul where to put it up. Ramesh says if after a while no one shows up to claim it, you could sell these items and put the money on the side that if the true owner will eventually show up, he could claim what belongs to him. The Shevet HaLevi Rav Ozner and Chelik Vav Simen Reish Lamed Ches also quotes the opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan, and he says that especially nowadays where people aren't so makbid, a pair of rubbers, an umbrella, are not so very expensive. So he says, certainly Bizman Hazeh, we have a right to be mako when something like this happens. And assume that you could wear his rubbers, use his umbrella, and when he shows up, you'll give it back to him, etc. Rav Yaakov Blow Zatzal, in the Sefer Pischei Choshen, Perek Dalet, Sifkotten Mem Hei, has a discussion about lost items. He discusses a situation where somebody went to the mikveh, he quotes a Kesef Kedoshim, and he can't find his shoes. But there's another pair of shoes that he finds. And probably what happened was that somebody accidentally took his shoes and left them their shoes. So the question is, can you wear those shoes home? You can't go home without shoes. So he says that certainly in a case like this, where it's impossible to go home without wearing any shoes, we could be makers. But then he continues quoting the Kesef Kedoshim, where somebody lost a siddur in shul, and he finds a different shul. He finds a different siddur that he takes. And someone shows up and says that that siddur belongs to him. So the halacha certainly is that he has to return that siddur to him. However, of course, the halacha is that that person who's claiming that the siddur he picked up belongs to him has to give a simon in the siddur. Halach lemaisi, he ever says, that if somebody comes to shul and he's missing his talus, he has no right to take someone else, another talus that looks similar to his talus, even though when he knows that that talus that he's taking doesn't belong to him. And even though there's good reason to suspect that someone took his talus and left them their talus because these two talisim look similar, as long as we can't be sure that that happened and we don't have the heter of the Aruch HaShulchan, which really only applies, as we've been saying, to items that are not that expensive, we have no right to take something that doesn't belong to us. However, and this goes back to something that we quoted in our previous year, that if it's already quite a while that the owners have not come to claim what belongs to them, so then we have already a situation of Yiyush and Shini HaRishus, and we could be more makel. But if you find out that the owners are still looking, the owners came to look and you weren't there, so obviously there was no Yiyush, and if there's no Yiyush, we have no ability to be makel. The Shaila Tshuvas Minchas Yitzchak Chelek Gimel Simen Yud Zayin discusses a situation where somebody lost his towel in the mikveh, and a day or two later he finds a towel which is very similar to his towel, but he can't be sure if the towel that he found is his or not. So if the towel that he finds, says the Minchas Yitzchak, is a towel that's been there for a while, then he can make a fair assumption that that towel belongs to his. Because if it was someone else's towel, they probably would have already come to claim their towel. The fact that they haven't come to claim their towel is an indication that this towel is his. Moreover, says the Minchas Yitzchak, we have the Psak of the Aruch HaShulchan that says by an item that's not expensive, we could be a little more lenient. The Shaila Tshuvas Mishnah Halachas, Chelek Hei, Simen Reish, Ayin Vav, discusses a situation where two people in a shul got their talesin mixed up. And I know he took my talis up by accident, I have his talis, but now the question is, can I make a bracha on his talis? He says, on one hand, the halacha is that you're not allowed to make a bracha on a talis that doesn't belong to you. On the other hand, there's a concept in halacha of nichalei leinish the lelevet mitzvah b'mamaynai. So, certainly, in this case, where I lost my talus and the other person lost his talus, certainly we could assume, and this is very much along the same concept that the Aruch HaShulchan says that each one is meichel to the other. You could use my talus and I could use your talus. Nichlei le'inish the levin metzmeh v'mayne. It's also, he says, a situation of zen nen of azelei chaser. Wearing a talus doesn't ruin the talus. And therefore, even though in our Gemara the Gemara says that if I find something I can't use it, here we can make all these assumptions that he just mentioned, we have every right to be makel. There's a tshuva in the Shas of Tshuvas, Tshuvas van Haggis, Chelek Aleph Simen Tuf Tuf Yud Ches. He discusses a situation where somebody left in someone's house an umbrella. He doesn't know who's the person who left the umbrella in his house. And it's already over a year that this umbrella is sitting in your house. What should you do? So he says, on one hand, an argument can be made that I should be able to use the umbrella and make up that if the true owner of the umbrella comes, I will give him his umbrella back, or I'll buy him a new umbrella. And therefore, he says, if you waited for a year and the owner didn't show up, you could start using it. And again, he uses the same sfora that the Aruch HaShulchan uses, that an umbrella is not considered such an expensive and important item that people really are so makbid on, And therefore, if you have the umbrella in your house for a year and no one came to take it, you could use it as long as you make up with yourself that if and when the true owner shows up, you will give him back his umbrella or buy him a new one or give him the value of the umbrella.